Riders, Rangers, and Rebels. Shugrin Shinobi is a legendary underground toy reviewer. Dust Ride is awesome rider. Jedimon.
Hello and welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, episode 25.
Please don't touch my chest.
I won't.
And make sure
but
you.
But I will.
Of course you
might.
Attack. Change Pokemon. Yes, of course.
So.
Most I've seen in a while.
Yes.
Really? So.
There's absolutely nothing to say, so let's move on to the one-ups.
What? You.
Well, I mean, there's stuff to say, but we'll say it at the end of the podcast.
Okay, good.
Podcast?
Podcast.
I want a podcast. Like a space animal. Okay, so you can go first, because I went first last time since I was snatched up. Oh, Bellsprout, yeah. Okay, Charmeleon.
You were snatched up 2 weeks ago.
But... No, I was snatched up 2 weeks ago, so last week I went first to let everyone know about the Ben 10 fans that malnourished me. Just go!
Okay, God. So,
trying to fight.
Nothing?
Alright, my turn.
To be honest, Halloween weekend was fun. I didn't really do anything. I didn't really get anything. We had epic shopping last night.
Times two.
We had twice epic shopping. We had Sunday and Monday.
Yeah, so on Sunday? Was it Sunday, really?
Yeah, it was Sunday.
Oh. Sunday. Sorry, I had
so,
left.
Sunday...
Ugh, that girl just said I came this far for Pokemon.
Well, she sure did.
She's with Lance.
We all got the Metal Set 2 from HLJ and the Denki Unagi Kandroid from AmiAmi.
Yeah!
I was in the middle of playing Fable and he's like, HLJ has Metal Set 2. You hear the controller like, slam down. You run to the
computer. It was pretty epic. And then yesterday...
it was even more epic.
We all epic snagged Shinken Red, Shinken Gold, Tato Ba, and Gata Kiri Ba. So...
Yeah, it was pretty epic.
That was a good time. So there was twice the epic shopping this week. Really, that's pretty much the highlight. I've been watching Chuck.
Yes! That's actually the highlight. That's better than figure arts.
I've managed to go through 2 seasons in about 8 days. So... Yeah.
That's about all. Charmeleon was poisoned.
That's about all.
Yeah, Charmeleon got poisoned because he touched himself too much.
Jedi Man.
My turn?
I was going to say, I guess I'll go next. Fine.
Nope. Jedi Man.
Right.
Okay, so...
First Charmeleon's poisoned, now this. At least he's trying to learn Rage. See? Perfect move for this situation.
I'm still waiting for my metal set from that place which shall not be named. They're also sending me Rising Mighty and the End Complete and Nazca Dopant, so that should be fun. I uploaded my Shadow Zek Trooper review finally, because that's been waiting in the wings for a few days. I just didn't feel like uploading it. I don't remember if I mentioned this last time, but I know Soul Silver pwned Claire, and now I've caught Ho-Oh with a Great Ball on Heart Gold. And I'm actually, as we speak right now, doing the World Islands to go attempt a similar feat with Lugia on Soul
Silver.
Are you
competing in the World Cup?
Yeah. Anyway. I've been catching a lot here in both these games, getting them...
fresh air. Oh, fuck! There's a trainer right outside of Rock Tunnel.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know about that guy?
Well, yeah, I just...
Forgot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Shuki said, that was epic shopping. Today, I went to the GameStop. Oh, there's lights in this part of World Islands. Yay. Oh, sorry.
Fuck, everyone's in the red.
Today, I went to the GameStop and I got Epic Yarn. And that was fun. I also pre-ordered Black and White, Epic Mickey Collector's Edition, Zelda Skyward Sword, Donkey Kong Country Returns, and Sonic Colors for both Wii and DS, because I'm that kind of person. And made friends with the nice people at GameStop. That was fun.
I don't know why you didn't get a number.
I don't know. I don't do well around other people, especially the ladies.
We know.
What else happened? Did anything else happen? I've been playing Kingdom Hearts, as in, like, the first one on the PS2, because I just kind of never did. And, turns out it's a fantastic game, if anyone's wondering. Although you all probably know that already.
Yep. Oh, creepy music. Wait. Damn it, get to the creepy music.
Oh, the Lavender Town music? Yeah, that's creepy as hell. That'll give you nightmares, actually. It'll make you wet yourself.
Still gives me nightmares.
Unless you're Shuki, in which case you're already wetting yourself, so.
I always wet myself.
But, I think that's about it. Yeah. That, and we're probably getting a tow ride vendor if I'm going to put some up, because we want that Kandroid and the medals, but we'll talk about that in a little bit when we get to toy news.
Yep.
On to the Dusham Rider.
There's no such thing as the Dusham Rider.
That's not what I heard.
Go ahead, talk. Okay, no, let's see. What about, okay, your mother. Okay, now the circle has come full circle. Alright, in some circles. Coming. Oh my god. Okay, so let's see. What have I been up to since the last one? Well, I finally got shit. I got the Botticandroid and Nego and Cyclone, and I reviewed them, and I did a vlog, and they're just awaiting to hopefully go up if YouTube's not like, no you. Which probably will be. I managed to get a vlog up, though. Is this guy a trainer? Yep. I got, I think I said in the last one that I got Force Unleashed and Fable. I beat the Force Unleashed in a matter of 2 days, approximately a little over 5 hours. It was really, really short. Really cinematic and fun, but really short, and the story was just really weird. So, and then I started Fable, which is really fun. I'm almost done. I'm on the King part. So I'm making decisions, and I took a little break, but I'm still playing Pokemon Yellow as we speak. And I have 3 badges, and I'm in Lavender Town being creeped out as a small 10-year-old child. And, yeah, Epic Shopping, we all talked about that. I got, pre-orders for Cyclone Axel Extreme and Titan, which we'll talk about later. Spoilers. And that's about it. And War Turtle grew to level 26.
Yay. The Epic Shopping was so great, though, because we're sitting here and Shuki just all of a sudden, like, Figuarts, go!
and we did!
We were like, what? And he's like, Figuarts, go! We went to AmiAmi and started buying, and mass craziness ensued. Like,
my Shuki sense started tingling.
Ugh.
There's some pretty funny shit that comes out of our mouths when shit goes up and we don't know exactly what to say. Boiled or things.
I literally forgot what it was called. I'm just like, boiled or thing, go.
It's like, O's driver, AmiAmi, go. What?
Like, yours was, when that happened, yours was just like, O's, go.
Yeah.
I got pictures. Wait, what was it with O's? Like, I got pictures. Hold on, I'm coming.
Yeah.
What? Blankets go everywhere.
Yeah. It was blankets and pillows. Oh, I miss the hobo seat. Now I have, like, an extremely, like, advanced super hobo seat, which is, like, a sort of a recliner. Fine, that was a lackluster response to an ultimate hobo seat.
I don't care.
I mean, it's good for you.
It's like if you use the Ultimatrix, like, ultimate hobo seat.
Ultimate spider monkey.
Racist.
What?
So, that's it for the one-ups?
That's it for the ones-ups.
The onesies?
I'm wearing a onesie. Nice.
Oh, God. You too?
You too? I thought that was just me.
Wait, you're right next to me. I can see you. We're all in our giant meat sack bed.
Thought it was a race car.
It should be. Our bed is now a race car.
Yay.
We're going to get radio so we can talk to other car beds. That's actually Bata.
Batas are our radio. I don't know where we're going with this.
IDKF. Really fuck what? Well, we never know where the fuck we're going.
This is true.
All I know is Ivysaur just one-shotted that Geodude.
I would hope so.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Vine Whip wasn't doing too well, so I leveled that. Got cheats on it. That's all I got. This is fucking yellow.
Sorry. I don't know whether this is Photoshopped or not.
I don't think it is,
but Caleb sent me that.
Did news just come in? Oh, wait. What was saying what? Hurry up. Yeah.
So epic.
Well, there it is. Let's see.
Oh my god! That looks nasty!
For those of you that can't see, which is everyone, it's a 3-on-3 battle in black and white with three Wailords versus three Wailords.
I think you should include this link in the podcast so everyone can be grossed out.
I will.
And confused. And
then just type whale penis. Forgot we were recording for a second.
So let's just move along. Get away from the whale penis. News. Everyone's so sad.
But I like whale penis. It's huge.
First, we're going to talk about things that we know exist.
And we've actually bought most of.
Yeah.
Llama.
So if you click the link...
Yay!
Follow along with us, children!
To HGU, where we have our first picture of O's Metal Set 2, which we heavily pre-ordered off
the
of
white?
Hobby
That's beautiful.
Japan.
Hells yeah, dude!
So it's Psy, Gorilla, Zoe, Rhino, Gorilla, Elephant. They look absolutely awesome. I think Psy's a little bit too white. Or Gorilla's too dark. I haven't quite figured it out yet.
Yeah. But they still look pretty.
But the designs are really cool.
Yeah, I love the designs.
I think they're awesome. And it comes with a Gombrai car with Sagorzo on it. So.
The best form ever. White plus Beetleborg. White plus Beetleborg. I don't know if that's...
And okay. It looks like it's doing that gorilla punch thing.
Yeah.
The one thing about these I have to say is that there's a little bit too much of that green chip in the Psy metal.
Well,
but
here's what I don't understand is why does it have to be like that if the cell metals can be totally gray, like... covering the chip totally, why don't they just make it a solid color? Like, make the Torah and this, like, a solid, clear, whitish thing so you don't see it. I don't understand these people.
I don't know.
But you know what? You should.
Too bad.
I know, you're the Shuquin Shinobi, you should know all.
Whatever. So, oh, damn. That's what I get for eating popcorn during the podcast.
You get for insulting us.
I know, right?
Right below that, we have... the Tri Vendor, or the Toe Ride Vendor, the however we're saying.
The Toes Ride the Vendor.
I'm just going to keep calling it the Tri Vendor. So, the Torah Kandroid looks like a tiger with a can on its back. So it's not that cool, but it comes with a Ride Vendor that transforms into the vending machine. And you can put in a cell metal and it'll, like, make noises and shit. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, that is pretty damn neat.
And
it does look nice in can mode.
Yep, the Torah can...
the guy I just talked to in yellow said, I'm a rambling dude.
He's our fourth host.
Yes. He sent out a Growlithe.
The Torah can does look good in can mode. So,
yeah, that's pretty bad. It'll make looks pretty badass as a can.
And the Ride Vendor itself does look neat, so I'm probably going to just put it in vending machine mode and have it hang out with my canned droids. And it comes with a Taurus cell metal and a Cheetah cell metal, so...
Yeah, I'll probably get it. I was considering getting a Tatoba OCC and having him ride on top of the Ride Vendor non-transformed like that episode, just because it would be hilarious to, like, someone walk in here and see that display.
It would.
What the fuck is this? He's trying to ride his bike. What does it look like?
Kogami was being an asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I actually seriously might do that now. Just got excited. Just went from 6 to midnight.
Okay.
Random.
And then right below that, we have the Denki Unagi Kandroid, Kandroid Series 4.
It's so pretty.
Our little eel buddy. His head sparks when you... Oop, I just knocked...
When do you drop shit?
I swung my arm and then I knocked Fize over. When you, like, roll him across the table, his head will go, like, spark, spark, spark. It'll be all cool.
I'm excited, and the metal looks cool.
It does. It's a very nice design for the Unagi metal. I like it.
Unagi's one of my favorite designs, so it's all like, oh, Unagi. So.
I love electricity.
I love dogs.
What the fuck?
For those interested,
must love dogs.
The street dates for these is the 13th for the Candroid and the bike, and the 20th for the metal set. That's right, Pika.
I'm just sending him out, and I felt like putting that up.
That was perfect. So now let's move to toys that don't exist yet.
But they will. In the future.
In the future.
Apparently, where we'll have hoverboards from Mattel.
Yep. Birth is going to use a Henshin belt, according to this listing. And that's going to be due out December 29th.
My birthday.
Who cares?
I do. Fucker.
I do. He's all serious. Like, we are the most professionals.
Second up is the Taja Door. I'm going to keep calling it Taja Door just because that's funny to me. Taja Door Power Up Arms, which is like a bow gun or something. It's some sort of weapon that Taja Door uses.
Stick bow gun. I don't know.
No.
Fine.
So someone drew a Taja Door bow gun. If it looks anything like that, I'll be happy just because.
Looks like a peacock.
Kind of cool. That'll be out in January. The most exciting thing on here, February, the O Metal case.
Yes!
The description is an aluminum case for metals.
Yosh!
Boner so face. I can graduate from this treasure chest to a nice aluminum case with like the Kogami logo on it.
So now he doesn't have to worry about people touching his chest.
I never thought about that. And supposedly in March we're getting O Metal Set 3, so we have to wait from November all the way to March for another metal set.
Which sort of.
And no, it's not blue metals, it's birth metals.
Yeah, it says metals.
So we've got fetus, placenta, and then unborn baby metals.
Yep.
It was a birth joke. Fine.
No, we got the joke, it was
so
gross.
Stupid. I imagine the other red ones are going to come with the bow gun, probably.
Yeah, so it better be cool enough for me to buy it.
I guess we're. That rumor about Mizuru getting, like, the ass kicked out of her early might not be true.
Unless, like, Ankh's just holding the medals for a while.
It's like, oh, you can't use these because I said so.
You can't use these. Why?
You can use my medals, though.
Bandai told me we can't release this yet, so you just need to chill for a bit. And then chew on your popcorn.
Yep. I'm hungry.
And I got shit for eating those animal crackers that one time.
Oh, well.
At least I was eating man food, animal crackers. I guess I'll change Pokemon.
So that's all.
Okay, so I'm going to go with talking about the exclusives first, since we saw those first. So we got two new exclusives announced. One of them, well, I guess both of them we knew about. So we got Cyclone Axel Extreme, which we saw at the Tamashii Nation show. And he comes with nothing. He just comes with himself just sitting there like, I don't know, fuck. So yeah, we're getting that thing that appeared for like 3 seconds in the show.
He's going to come with an engine blade, personally.
That'd be nice. I hope so. Like, I guess if to be accurate to the show, you just pose him just sitting there. And I guess I'll go get like some kind of Barbie doll and bandage it up and put little sunglasses on and then just have him standing above Shroud. So it'll be just like the show. And people will just think I have weird fetishes. I'm like, I'm making Shroud, you pervert. but yeah, I mean, I'm kind of mad they made it, but I already got it pre-ordered because, I mean, it's not going to look that bad. I don't know. Fuck.
It looks cool. I'm mad that they made it, but it looks cool.
Like, I don't know. It's like a big mixed bag of emotions. I'll be glad to have it because it'll look nice with all the double stuff. All the Oreos. And then we got confirmation of exclusive Rising Titan as just a regular old exclusive. It's coming out in March. And I'm excited for him just because all my Kugas will be complete, at least the figures.
Yeah.
Like, because my Rising Mighty's on the way, so, like, I'm excited to finally have all of them together, even though it's going to be March, which is where my birthday is.
Me
no
too,
one cares about
cool
you.
People.
Yeah, we're the cool people.
You know what? Y'all are the fag people.
Nope. Fag people?
We call those people homosexuals.
No. Not down here we don't, son.
Did everybody know that Pokemon is racist against, or like, fuck, I had a joke about them not believing in gay people because of attract. Whatever. Yeah. You get it, you intelligent people.
Ha, ha, ha.
You know what
we
I'm
don't
saying?
Find that thing kind of funny down here, son. I will tie you up to a tree.
Oh my god. Poor tree. Okay, so yeah, we got those. I'm looking forward to Titan, and I'm kind of looking forward to Cyclonox Extreme. I just wish it was a little bit cheaper, but whatever.
Like Wilkins' girlfriend?
Yep. She's so cheap, she doesn't even exist. All right, so then we got two, well, I guess more than two regular release deals. We got O's figure art going to come with a little Onk Onk arm, at least in the first release, as far as we can tell.
With a stand.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. Man. We don't know what the stand says yet, because our crack experts haven't come up with the solution yet.
It's just a big tan blob. I can't read it.
You don't speak blob?
Don't speak blob.
But so that's neat. I like that it's going to come with an Onk arm. That's cool.
I like that our crack experts are shooky.
Informant X.
If anyone knows anything about crack, it's obviously me.
Well, you were drinking frozen Coke yesterday.
Well, when you put it like that.
And he was eating mozzarella sticks.
Both of them are very questionable. The figure arts O's, yeah, I mean, it has come with that. That's cool. I feel as if my display would be incomplete without it now. And then we also got... Oh, shit. My voice died for a second. The first release of Shingen Red, or Shingen Gold, at least we believe, is going to come with a Kuroko little figure. What the fuck was that?
My phone.
And it was like, meow. And I'm fighting a Meowth, so I looked down and somehow felt like he had something to do with it.
Meowth was innocent.
He used Payday.
Actually, he did just a minute ago, and I gotta go heal up because I'm gonna poison my Charmeleon like a bastard. Okay, but so yeah, we got those two. I'm excited if that Kuroko thing is true. I hope it comes with the figure so some people can't, like, misrepresent. Wait, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, some people don't honor the way that promotions are supposed to go. I don't think that's really fair. I think we'll just give it out to anybody that buys two figure arts or just spend a shitload of money here.
Okay, yeah. Well, obviously, Dawson, it's not fair to give the Kuroko to someone who buys Shinken Red.
Yeah,
you
it's
have
not...
to give it to someone who buys Kuga and, you know, Piccolo. Like,
it's not fair that, like, so I always play this to GameStop. Like, oh, I pre-order Assassin's Creed. Do I get my free poster? No, that's going to the guy that bought Epic Yarn and Fable. Like, what? It's not really fair with the shipping because we get $20 extra on shipping anyway, so we just thought we'd take a little bit more. We're very angsty, or at least I am.
Yeah.
I started beating a box.
School.
I beat a box in school? That's cool.
I said it's cool, but okay.
Oh, sorry. Anyway.
But either way, these figure arts look really nice, and the idea of getting free stuff with them makes me happy.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping they come with a little backdrop, too, so I can have the ultimate display.
That'd be pretty.
You can have ultimate Spider Monkey.
In the back of the box.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Like a cutout.
Well, not a cutout, but like either that cardboard piece or just like hanging out back there.
Plastic. I mean, it could come with it, but I'm glad we're at least getting those. That's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
I like all these neat little extras.
I like extras when I get them. Like I'm supposed to.
Yeah. You know who we're talking to.
Shuki gets his because he just whines about it, so. Oh, here's the demo version. Just for you, Shuken Shinobi. Okay. Yeah, in a dark alley.
Yeah, we know. We have the pictures. You hypnosis fucker!
Didn't hypnosis have like a hit percentage of like 100 in that game?
I don't know. Oh, fuck, I woke up.
Yeah,
nice
I know
job,
now
I
it's like 50. It pisses me off.
No. You just did it again. What a hypnosis whore. It must be 100%. I'm just trying to get to Celadon City. And these adults started attacking me. They said, whip out your Pokemans.
Anyway.
So, yeah. figured.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I would like to say that I'm heavily looking forward to having an army of Kuroko to hang out with my Shinkenshers.
I am too. Oh yeah, and then the Shinken Shinobi also pointed out it's interesting that the Shinken Red and the Shinken Gold come out around the time Samurai starts.
Mm-hmm.
AKA Shinkenger.
I think it's a conspiracy by Bandai of Japan to outdo Bandai of America once again.
Yeah. Look, we got these tiny 4-inch figures with giant hands. Oh, we forgot to mention the retarded White Ranger. You know, the MMPR figure?
Okay, we'll talk about that right now. So,
okay.
The MMPR 2010 toys, someone found a White Ranger at a Rite Aid.
Yeah.
And they want like $8 for it, which is totally stupid. KO posted it, but it was someone else that found it.
Alright.
But it's so bad.
Bad. Yeah, it's awful. Like, his hands are gigantic.
Like,
he's got a tiny, like, muscle head.
The ones that we have right now were bad. Like, I don't know what they did to the White Ranger, but they made his head, like, even smaller.
Yeah.
And his hands are, like, these giant, like, gorilla hands.
He's trying to be Sago Zou, but he can't.
He's trying to be the White Blaster Beetleborg.
But he's like, I'm the White Blaster Beetleborg. No, Tommy. You just flick him. I just did a flicking motion, but nobody could
see. It's like the little shrunken head guy in Beetlejuice, like.
Basically.
Like, it looks disgusting. I'm not even sure. Like, if I don't find it, I won't give a shit, because I got the Super Legends figure. It's just horrible. We haven't seen any pictures of the Green Ranger yet, but that looks absolutely shit. This figure's just pretty much total shit.
Mm-hmm. I think the Green Ranger actually looks kind of cool.
Well, I mean, it looks good, but I mean, what if they did something to it, like they did White Ranger?
Well, they could have did something to it. I don't know.
I don't know. Hopefully this line ends soon so we can... But that'll be funny. Like, if they do come out with, like, really funny steroid-looking versions of the Shinkenders, now we got awesome figure arts that cost, like, 8 times as much, but whatever.
Indeed.
And I'll just stay with Netarino.
Okay. Now let's go on and go catch.
Okay, well, I would. But I'm talking about those pictures that you were like, I don't know what to do with pictures.
Okay, I talk about the pictures.
Right, we'll just sit here.
We're talking about pictures now, guys.
About
so here's
out.
Me at the beach on vacation. Here's the hot, sexy models.
Oh, Fang right. Joker, you're so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to start with the Kamen Rider, O's and Double, Soshite Skull, movie Taisen Kua, 2011.
I got 2011s in American. Movie Taisen Kua, 2011. That's great. Yes, I defeated Super Nerd.
So we have a couple of pictures in this little link here. It's just got a giant picture of Kor. And just looking all flaming like he does. A picture of Sago Zou, White Blaster Beetleborg, fighting I think that's the Nobunaga guy. I don't know what it is. It's the bad guy with the lobster arm.
Nobunaga.
And then an up close shot of the male Terra Yummy looking all like slanty eyed and weird.
All male and shit.
Yeah, I don't know. He's got like a pterodactyl beak on his head.
It's
and crap. So then, let's see. This is more movie pictures here. Let's see. This picture is the claw guy. He's coming for, I think that's AG. I don't know. I can't see that guy's face too well. This one is a picture of, I think that's the resurrected Nobunaga guy with AG, and he's looking at underwear all confused like. I guess he doesn't know how to use them. We have a picture of Ankh Ankh in, I don't know, it's kind of like, looks like his 80s outfit. We got, I don't know who this guy is, some other guy. Again, twice. I don't know what he does. He does something. And we've got this. I guess that's the female pterodactyl yummy, since it's got like chick lipstick on the pterodactyl mouth, and it's got boobs. So I'm assuming it's the female version. Then we have the RHS. I guess it's the RHS. It looks tiny though. Of the Crystal Skull figure. It's not like Kamen Rider Crystal Skull. It's just Crystal Skull.
It has nothing to do with Indiana Jones.
Like, absolutely not.
Tentacle, it's Skull Crystal.
Well, yeah, but that's just dumb sounding. And then we have one of Banana Axel for some reason. I'm really not sure why, but there's a picture of Banana Axel.
It's an expensive or whatever vinyl figure to just... Yeah.
Yeah. Then we have Wedding Dress Akiko Choking Shotaro. I'm not sure what happened there. I don't know.
He said she looked ugly.
Yeah, then we have one of some chick and a monster. I don't know what that is. We have Narumi Sokichi and his Philip, and he's just looking all cool, and his Philip guy is like pointing at him all weird, like, and he's just like, "I'm hard boiled, get over it." And then we have Young Shroud. Looks like she's holding the skull memory. I don't know, it looks slightly different for some reason. Maybe it's just a light reflection. Looks like she's handing it off to Narumi or something. Then we have this guy here who I don't know, is that Sokichi? I mean, some dude in a robe.
Doing his robe shit.
Yeah, and then we have Skull.
Sokichi in a robe.
I'm not sure if it's him. It might be him. And then we have your mother. And then just a second, I'll send it to you in a minute. And then it's Skull. I can't really tell if it's Crystal Skull or not. I don't see a fedora on him, so I'm just gonna assume Crystal Skull for the moment, fighting the bat and spider dopants. Here, you wanna see? Well, here's a picture here. Like I said, I don't know exactly. I can't tell, but the pictures really aren't that good. All right, I'm done with these pictures. Then I got another set from the movie.
No, that's the guy from the Beast Arc.
Who?
That one.
No,
guy.
What's he doing there though?
Because he was Sokichi's friend.
Oh, okay. They all look alike after a while.
No, he's not hot.
Whatever.
He's not my third man crush.
Then we have a picture of Double and O's fighting Core and getting whooped handily. Along with, I think it's the same, some of the same ones we saw before. Axel fighting
Matsuda in a robe.
I bet you do. I think these are the ones we saw before, but not really, because there's the memory, but this is also the spider memory, so I don't think we saw this before.
No, we didn't see the memories before.
We saw memory, because you and I talked about it while Dawson was snatched up.
No.
Fuck you. Here's the spider memory. It's like a whitish color, and okay, I see it. The S is a spider. The very bottom of the S is the spider, and then the rest is like the web shooting out of the butt.
He said butt.
Right, and then skull fighting it. It looks pretty cool. Memory is clearly, M's clearly a brain in this picture. You can see it much clearer than in the one we talked about that time, though, when Dawson was getting raped by Ben 10 fans.
I was right.
And the other side of the picture, because it's a two-part picture, has the skull fighting the bat dopant. It also shows Crystal Skull up close, the head. The bat dopant appears to be is the same color, it looks like, as the spider. And then just a sideways bat with, like, the wings being the rounded parts of the bee, and the feet is the little line and crap. They look pretty cool, though. I kind of like them. They're nice. They're cool. They're Gaia memories. Now I want them.
They aren't going to come in our set. I'm mad.
I know.
That's just an excuse for them to sell us more shit.
I feel incomplete without them. But in any case, so here we have, finally, we come...
Oh, I got an EV. Take that, Gary.
Yeah, we come to some O's pictures. I believe these are show pics. One shows the Sagozo kick just poning. They show it with Bison Yummy, but clearly it's not going to be against Bison Yummy because he's already been beaten. But then we just see him looking all badass himself, and the metal's looking cool. And then like this little like cartoon chibi version of Sagozo. Like
Kibi.
Saying something, he looks all cute. Sakozo is so awesome looking. And then we actually picture of him fighting the butterfly yummy. The next picture shows what's this? Ratoratar and the Trident. Ratoratar. Fighting the Same, the shark yummy, and it also shows Bison yummy again, but he's dead. They keep just reusing them. And it shows the La Torata, like the roar thing. That's cool. But it shows the bike. The bike looks pretty cool. It also shows Torak Android, I guess, how it'll look in the show, which is I mean, it's still just a tiger with a can on its back, but it's a lot shinier. Then we have the little cartoon chibi Tatoba riding the Toroid vendor. Okay. Looking all cute. Then we have, what's this?
Look, I ran into someone I know.
Oh, this is movie. This movie picks on the end of this. Just more of Skull fighting, really. Heat Joker fighting the Terra Yummy. Skull's just so cool. I could talk about Skull all day. And then this is the same picture we just...
things with Skull all day.
God. That's
people
gross.
Are going to think we're a gay podcast. I'll do it. Sleep powder! Man!
He wants to do things with you, too.
The Bells Brothers can't touch my Charmeleon.
Okay, well, this picture again shows the armor.
It's like suckish mouth on the horn of Charmeleon.
That's gross. The completed armor guy fighting Sagozo. There's also smaller pictures, one of Kor, one of Tatoba fighting the incomplete armored guy, another one of the complete armored guy fighting Sagozo, Gatakiri Ba fighting the female Terayami, and then again the female Terayami fighting, I can't tell if that's Ratorata or Takatorata, because I can't see a good shot of which head is in the picture. But it's one of those. It looks pretty cool. And then a picture, it does not have no real importance. It's a shadowy rider figure. It's got, it shows Tatoba, Sagozo, Gatakiri Ba, Ratorata. And then at the bottom is an Ultraman and Gosei Red, but who really cares about Gosei Red? So that's it for those pictures. Now that we've done that, and I've just wasted all of your time, now we're going to go on to some Gokaiger things. So, do you want me to read this story paragraph first or go to the rumors first?
Whatever you want. You can read the story first. That's fine.
Okay, so we have I guess at the moment still tentative because I don't think anything's confirmed
Fuck!
Yet.
Sorry, keep sleep powdering me. I need a better fire move besides Ember.
Story. I know it's hard to deal with the fact that it's not confirmed yet, but just try and hold on. It says the Gokaiger, sharing the colors of the Go Ranger, red, blue, yellow, pink, and green, travel on the Kyodai Kai Zokusen Queen Elizabeth Nisei, the giant pirate ship Queen Elizabeth II, to all Sentai worlds as if the worlds were the seven seas. The actors who perform the original characters have a basis with the originals. That just is frightening to me because I don't know what that means. In addition to fighting the enemy organizations of each world, the Gokaiger have their own villains to contend with, the Uchu Hakaisha Storonsugu, the space destroyer Stronzorg.
So basically they're going to be Narutaki.
Yeah. See, that whole
thing. Oh, Nido Gokaiger! They're just going to be a bunch of, like...
Onore Gokaiger!
They're wearing the same clothes as Narutaki, and they're all just different colors.
That whole thing really frightens me. Like, it really does.
They said earlier that it was going to be a mix of old and new actors for the various...
Oh, God.
Roles. Yeah, they're like, there's going to be old actors returning, but for the ones that can't, they'll have a slightly different story. Like, fuck no! This is Decade plus Gosager equals death.
Yeah, I'm so scared. But in any case, what we have is also some more rumors. Says their transformation item is apparently the minifigures in conjunction with their belts. You know, which means instead of getting O-Metal sets, we'll be getting, like, Gokai figure sets. It says 5-centimeter size SD Red Ranger figures from past Sentai are used to transform into these past Rangers. I'm pretty sure you need more than Reds, though. I think it's just because the red guy has red ones. The SD figs are kept in a basket on the belt. That just sounds weird. And then inserted into the belt.
Little fanny pack. Be awesome.
Fanny packs.
And then inserted into the belt to transform. Like Doubled Gaia Memories, it seems the sounds are contained within the figures themselves. Fantastic. Just absolutely fantastic.
So you just push the figure's crotch and they say shit?
He'll say that later. I'll shut up.
Yeah. It says, when inserting a past red figure... Why is it red? I'm assuming the blues have blue.
Most of the toys are probably going to be red only.
See, that's slightly annoying. I'm sorry, but it is.
He wants to turn into Gosei Pink, so...
I do. I love Gosei Pink. I want to have giant Dumbo ears so I can fly around the world.
Wants an ear job.
God.
Oh, I just had a disturbing mental picture.
When in, I want to be like Ben Stiller in Family Guy and just have giant ears I can flap around the world with. When inserting a past red figure, the call sounds change, Sentai team name. For example, an Aqua Ranger figure would sound the call change, Go Ranger.
Oh, fuck, and I'll have the same voice as the Tense Odor.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Fuck shit.
Gokaiger colors, like we said, red, blue, green, yellow, pink. Yellow's actor's a chick, but she'll have the power to assume male yellow rangers, so that's going to be fun.
Oh, boy. So I thought you were going to say she's a chick, but she's going to have the power to assume the role of a guy.
We're not too sure how the female blues are going to work, but...
But quite frankly, there's only a couple of them, those being, like, what, Jetman, Liveman, Hurricanger, and Magiranger, so...
Yeah.
Only four there, as opposed to... What?
It was a joke about Hyde being gay
for no reason. But there's a lot more male yellows than female blues, so I don't know, it might be less of a problem. Then it says, Gokaiger's main villain seem to be named... This says, Yami no Shinkai... Yami no Shinsei Kishinizu.
Bless you.
And they, your mother. And they seem to have the same powers as the Gokaiger, except their minifigures. Oh, this is the main villain person. And he has the same powers, and his minifigures are that of past villain groups generals and are used to summon them.
So like, he'll just see the end.
So he'll just. Yeah, basically. So he'll be summoning, you know, Mamie and Griforzar and I'm trying to think of people off the top of my head.
Wolzard,
I would assume. What, the dude from Deckeranger with the fucking jar on his head.
I don't know his Deckeranger.
Rudwig?
I don't know. Rewan. And just it'll be just fun times for all. So that'll be fun. Chubo and whatever his name is.
Chizu and Bella.
Yeah.
You just summon your rivals and you just get pissed off. Like, really? This is the 27th battle and I've only gotten 3 gems.
So, yeah. So that's Gokaiger fun for all you people out there who may or may not be looking forward to it. I don't even know what to think anymore. I'm just so scared at this point of Gokaiger that I don't even know, man. I don't even know.
Better again, really? Really?
After the entire just insanity that is Ghost Sager, I'm just so scared for anything that comes next.
Like, I'm just worried because, I mean, they screwed up Decade so bad. Like, I just think after what happened with Ghost Sager, they got a high probability of fucking this up, too.
This is going to...
The concept's okay with me, but I just don't think they're going to pull it off properly.
Well, the thing about it, though, is with Decade, part of why they had problems is they changed all the stories and brought in new actors. If they could actually get some of the older people to come back, because I'm sure they should be able to if they actually try this time, it can't be as bad.
I would rather see them do one of two things. Either get totally new actors for each world, but keep the same story. Or a mix, or whatever, but just keep the same story and don't do some weird fucked up shit where Hibiki turns into a weird beast or something and Ryuki's a giant court system.
And Fry's a little scared kid in high school.
Or instead of going to each world, like DK, they could just do some kind of giant ranger war where they only recruit certain different senshis. And they're all part of this giant war or something. I don't know. Like, instead of having to have a full team, why don't you just have a few people back from each season? Because by transforming into the other teams, they got that covered. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just not looking forward to it really at all. Because they're taking what made me mad about DK, which is how confusing and weird it was, and Ghost Sager, and putting them together. And as of this moment, I hate everything after Shinkendra and don't consider it to be Sentai. So I'm fully prepared to hate this just as much as I do Ghost Sager.
I'll give it a... Right now, like, it's not looking very good on my end. I'm gonna watch
I'm gonna watch the first episode.
But...
Like, I'm not looking forward to it.
There's a very high chance of fuckage.
Yeah.
Great quote right there. There's a very high chance of fuckage. Well, was I going to say? Oh, yeah, and then ever since we heard about that article about how Toei just sees it as, like, a small toy commercial before their main event, like, I just feel like they don't care, so I shouldn't either.
Yeah, I can agree with that completely.
So, I'm fully prepared for Power Rangers to be better than Sentai this time around.
If they even decide to do Gokaiger.
No, I'm talking about, like, when Samurai is airing this time.
Mm-hmm.
Samurai's using Shinkenger. Of course it's going to be better.
That's true, but I'm just not looking forward to it at all, and I'm really tired of
American Shinkenger. It's going to be rapping Ghost Age
sleep powder combos also. Sick of those. Yeah. So,
I guess it's me again.
Fuck.
So anyway, for those of you that sit around and eat shit on Thanksgiving and actually watch parades still, the 84th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on NBC from 9 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Or no, it's live. I think it's, I don't know, fuck.
It's so on anyway, sometime.
Check your local cable listings. Apparently Samurai's gonna be there. I don't know in which, like, way, or whether they're just gonna have the people in the suits, like, just waving around shit. Escort the Planet Earth balloon. Okay. Says the Rangers will embark on their first journey together as they escort the Planet Earth balloon through the streets of Manhattan. So they're probably just gonna be in their costumes walking a balloon, so. But you get to see the Shinkengers in New York, so whatever.
Yes.
Yosh.
So,
stealing my lines.
Really cool.
Your mother.
It says a new show will be airing on Nick in early 2011, which leads me to this. Also occurring on Thanksgiving. Not on Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving.
A lot of trips to the bathroom? Oh.
11/25, so November 25th at 9 p.m. on Nick's normal station.
28.
As far as I can gather. Oh, there's
Nick Jr. is just for me.
We have some PR on Nicktoons News, and it's not what we've been on DEF CON 5 for either. Okay, that's nice. You'll have something to be thankful for this Thanksgiving weekend as we get 3 sneak peeks of Power Rangers Samurai on Nicktoons. Okay. Nicktoons during their All Heroes weekend. The times for sneak peeks. They may be the same thing all 3 times or 3 different things. We don't really know.
IDKF.
Thursday, November 25th at 9 p.m. Saturday, November 27th at 10 p.m. And Sunday, November 28th at 9 a.m. They're probably going to be the same thing all 3 times. And
yeah.
I have no idea whether this is like a full episode sneak peek or it's just like a short, maybe 5-minute clip or behind the scenes thing like they did for Overdrive that one time.
Trailer.
Be a trailer, I don't know, but it's a sneak peek of some sort, so
just a Shinkenger clip.
Yeah. So if you're looking forward to Samurai, be sure.
Why are there Japanese people in it?
Just Takeru.
Tono! Why is that man screaming?
Why is the only thing you can say Tono?
Why is there another Japanese guy picking up a little pink robot and walking out?
boom boom.
Oh god.
Yes, I don't know. So anyway, that's basically kind of about it for news.
Yep.
Yay, news.
I got a puppy.
Where am I?
Damn it, your house, we've been over this.
You're in the meat sack.
Ooh.
Did I say we're in the meat section? I'm gonna be in the meat section. Man, I'm really sick of this gym. There are a bunch of fuckers over here.
Where are you?
Cerulean? I mean, a Celadon? Keep poisoning me and sleep powdering me.
Look, all you have to do is just save a gloom from a fire and they'll get the badge, okay? They're not a real gym.
You know how many glooms I've raised?
Yeah.
God. Oh, there's a cut thing. I gotta leave again. Alright, so what's next? So summaries?
Yep.
Alright. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So are we... Are we,
famous on the Pokemon.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I got my Pokemon.
All right. I was hoping someone was not going to be ready. All right, let's go.
what?
I need to find some Pantsu.
Okay.
Okay, so we're on episode 8. For those who forgot last time, you're about to find out what happened. So we have 3 things that happened last time. This useless husband guy won the lottery. And,
I wish I was a useless husband.
Aww.
Oh, God.
I almost was.
Really? Oh. Somehow I knew that was going to happen.
Also, Kogami sent a new core medal, that being the lion medal. And Ankh fell into a trap and got...
Ankh!
Beat up by Yuva.
Yuva? Yes, you ruined my joke. I said Hoover, and then you're like, Yuva, all obnoxious over me.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Listen, look, I got it to say, it said charge! Bastard.
What we have, if you remember, at the end, cars went flying at O's, and he slashed through them. So he sees these two people fighting again, and the husbands are like, what's the matter? It's 1,000,000 yen. And she's like, it's only $12,000. And AGDN transforms, and he pulls her off of him, and the guy starts yelling at AG, and he's like, dude, what the hell?
You're still
She tries to kill me when you're not around. What is wrong with you? And she, like, gets free and, like, runs off with a little ticket. And he's like, dude, what the hell? And they give chase. And then we see Ankh getting slashed by Yuva. And out flies Kuwagata metal and a Cheetah metal. And Yuva's like, yay, medals! And, like, grabs them. And Ankh's like, I'm leaving, bitch, go. And so Yuva's like, hey, give me some more. And he's like, where'd he go? And he's like, Yuva, you are dumb. And he's like, dang it, Yuva leaves. And we see, like, Ankh is all, like, injured face on the floor. And if you look, like, half his little wing thing is all, like, black and shriveled and injured. And then, like, okay, we're back to the crazy, like, couple people. And she throws the lottery ticket into the water. And he's like, oh, what are you doing?
And he goes and then he jumps in.
Yeah, he goes in after it, and then it goes off. You count the medals, 1, 2, and 3. Life goes on, anything goes. Coming up, O's.
Wow. That was weird.
Count the medals. It's like, I don't wanna. That's what you're here for. So we see Yuva smacking around Kazar, and he's like, dude, what's your problem? You got your medal back. Why are you mad at me? He's like, okay, now I want the one from you. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have it. I don't have your medal. And so he starts beating him up some more, and Mizuru comes in and blasts him with bubble. And, like, I don't know. And she's like, Kazari, give him back the medal. He's like, I don't have it. Give it back. Fine. And he's like, yeah. He's like, so you had it. And he's like, it's all mad. And he's like, Yuva, give back Kazari's. Dang it.
It said, come murder Joker, not to buy it.
So they trade medals. And then when they get their medal back, and I'm not sure exactly how this works, but they get their chest armor back. Like, it confuses me because the medal that Kazari got back from Yuva was a Cheetah medal. But he got chest armor. I don't know. I'm so confused right now. But whatever. So, then we're back at the restaurant, and these two chicks are talking. Not really important. They're afraid. You know, the chick's crazy, and AG went after him pretty much. And then the little our little ninja girl is like, you see these pictures? They were taken by that husband guy, and he got all famous, and then he got lazy and started buying a lot of crap and quit taking pictures. And
sounds like me.
Famous and lazy.
And quit taking pictures, yeah.
Oh, man, I just thought of that. Oh, that's funny.
And he sold his camera.
Disappointing Jetty Man's everywhere.
I know. I like the Shukun Shinobi Flickr galleries. Because then I can go check out a photo gallery at flickr.com/photo/Shukun Shinobi.
Not anymore.
I know. And so you see the guy digging through the water. And then the wife's there with AG, and she's like, yeah, he started spending all his money on stupidness, just like Shuki.
Yep.
And he just kept getting greedier and blah, 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 blah. And AG's like, yeah, it's like how summer vacation. You don't want to go back to school, then your parents make you. And she's like, not really. He just kind of lost his ambition. He's all like, aw, pantsu. And then he goes after him in the water. And then we see the Ankh arm is like, ah, this human body, it kind of sucks. This is taking too long to come back. I don't know what to do. And he like leaves him. And then these little kids attack him. And they think he's like some kind of like Tsuchinoko. And I seriously think these are the little kids that were pestering Yuto in the Chōdenno movie. Like, because seriously, the little fat one looks familiar. And well, he does, and I mean, I don't think it's one of those like, oh, they all look alike type things. I think it's like it might be the same kids. And almost. So, like, Ankh arm runs away, and then we see AG starting a fire to like dry his clothes because they're all in their underwear. It's a little creepy, and he's all sad because his underwear for tomorrow is all wet.
Epic pantsu bonding time.
Yeah, and Ankh's all like, I need more core metal, more cell metals, and I could regenerate better. And he's going to call AG, but he's like, no, I can't let him see me like this. He'll giggle. And,
he'll go,
yeah, he'll go,
well, that's much better than his attempt. You're like, what are you doing?
I can't do it.
I know. That's what she said. And, so we see Kogami and the ride vendor guy, and ride vendor guy's like, I don't like this. He's like, you mean giving him that metal? Like, yeah, I don't think it's a good idea. I mean, I know it gives you research and data and all, but I don't think it's a good idea. So Kogami's all like, well, that dude's O's, and 800 years ago, he beat the piss out of the Greeds and sealed them away, and his combos did some monster-like damage to them. And then we show back to, like, 800 years ago, out by the Kiva Castle or something. And you see the four Greeds who are not Ankh, because for some reason he's not there.
Ankh.
And Oz is fighting them and just beating them up, and it's all like, Kuwagata Kamakiri Bata. And I should mention, all four are in their, like, fully armored forms. So, like, Gamaru has giant gorilla arms and crap. It looks pretty cool. And then we see Ratorata for a minute, and it's all Lion Tora Cheetah. And he's just running really fast and pointing them some more, and it's all like giggle face. And so the bike guy's all like, it's not fair, you should let me fight instead of some, like, stranger person. And Kogami gets all angry, and he's like, no, you do not interfere with stranger person. You help him out. That is what I pay you for, bastard. And so then we see AG and the useless husband guy, and AG's guy roasting his underwear over the fire or something, I don't know. And talking about how he went traveling a lot, and I don't know, they're talking, and he gives him inspirational words, and he's on a break from his travels, and that's why he's back in Japan. And we had another flashback to the little, like, Middle Eastern kid, whatever the hell she was. It was this little kid, Iris.
Oh, yeah. Who, like, she's such a bad actress, they can't even make her cry for real. She has to insert crying noises here.
And then we're back at the restaurant, and the chicks are talking about how it must be strange just traveling around with just nothing but the clothes on your back. And wouldn't it be cool if AG worked here? Because he'd be a cool guy face. And Strong Girl's all like, man, I guess. And so back here, the photo guy's all like, I reached success, but then I kind of quit. And we're like, yeah, I know. And AG starts talking about fried buns and how they're good. I don't know. And this guy's all confused face. And then AG was like, hey, I wonder how Ankh's doing. I haven't seen that guy in a while. And we see him, and he's all like, I'm injured face still. I don't know what to do. And then we see Gamaru dragging the yummy by a leash or something. I don't know. It's pretty funny. And he gets all mad and is like, it's all Oz's fault. And he like runs off crying for Mizuru like a little kid. It's pretty damn funny. And then Bison Yummy goes crazy. And what? Oh, well, we see Motorcycle Guy back in the office and he's getting ready to leave. But then Eiji comes in asking Kogami for a request, but we don't hear what it is because they cut away to Ankh again. And the Bison Yummy, like, going on a rampage. And what? The couple people, they meet up again, and they're all smiley's faces or something. I don't know. And this guy's rampaging, and Ankh's like, ooh, a yummy. I can get medals and feel better. Yay. And then he's laying on the ground because he can barely move. And Eiji comes over and is like, hey, look, I got a bunch of cell medals for you. I took a loan from Kogami. And he's like, and what's the catch? And he's like, there was none.
NKF.
He's like, you're a stupid fool. And he's like, yeah, I know. And he gives him the cell medals, and Ankh's little, like, wing arm thing regenerates, and he's all better. And he's like, it's K. I have tomorrow's underwear. It's like, all right, you're weird. And so then Ankh goes off to go find the yummy and get more medals. And they ride up, and, oh, wait, I should probably get my medals, huh? Okay. Forgot I was getting to that part of the show. And so AG goes and he's getting ready to transform and he's like, oh, and Ankh's like, oh man, it's one of Gamaru's. We're not gonna get a lot of medals from this one. But and AG does this anyway and goes all so he starts fighting and he's like, hey, let's use that combo thing, and he's like, no. Can't use combos. What that really means is I don't want to tell him I lost that medal. And he's going to look like a tard. So then he tosses him the Kamakiri medal. Oh, this is fun. I get your Pokemon noises.
Yeah, I'm about to the gym medal. I want to just hear
it. The so then AG goes all... Yeah, and so Kamakiri swords are fighting, and they're doing good.
They're all fighting, like, and they're all... It's the music they get.
Yeah, and Ankh's all like, switch medals. He's going to toss him the cheetah medal, and he's like, no, I got this. I'm going to use this one, and pulls up lion medal, and he's like, hey, what? So then he goes all, lion. That was good timing.
It was.
And so he uses that blinding light thing and, like, stuns him. And he's like, where'd you get that medal? And he's like, oh, yeah, Kogami sent it as a present. He was all cool guy face about it. And Ankh gets all ticked off. He's like, no, not that guy. Damn it. And so he's like, okay, well, let's finish this. And he goes all, scanning a charge. And, like, he jumps in the air, blinds the dude, and slashes him with the Kamakiri swords. And for all this effort, he got one cell medal. Just one. He's like, this won't pay him back. Dang it. So we're back at the restaurant, and husband guy says he's going to take pictures again, but he needs to get some camera stuff. And the chick returns the sandals that they loaned her, and she pulls his camera and stuff out of her bag and is like, yeah, I went back and bought your camera stuff from the pawn shop. And I think I got a loan, but I figured this would come back, that you would want them again, so I went and bought them back right away. Here you go. Yay. And then they ask AG to work at the place, and he's like, oh, no, not really. And so we see them outside again, and Ankh's up in a tree with his iPad, and he's added another section of that picture of the metal situation to say Kogami with just a bunch of giant question marks. And he's also updated it to show Yuva getting the Kuwagata medal back and getting the cheetah medal, as well as him knowing now about the lion medal. So it's all up to date, just like the cool guy list. Yeah. And Strong Girl comes in, and Age is like, oh, let's go talk over here, away from, you know, Agey guy. And she's like, no, it's cool. You just don't want to see this person, but it's fine. And she's like, I don't really like this about myself, but I'm pretty strong. And she, like, hits the tree and like half falls out of it, and she just like grabs the arm and won't let go. And she's like, "No, it's fine. It's my brother's body. So I think that I should just stick around it and make sure it stays okay. So you should come work with us." And he's like, "Okay, let's do this." And she like knocks him out the tree, and it's pretty funny. And they're all laughing face, and then it ends. And it was awesome. It was fun times. I enjoyed it. It was a fun episode. I love watching Ankh get all mad at Kogami. And more Lion Metal action. Next week will be Ratorata, and I should have my metal set so I can actually properly do Ratorata instead of having to like fake it.
Bastard.
Yep.
Sell out.
You know what? I need my medals for the podcast, and I need them from my review viewers because they demand a metal set review. And I don't want to end up with them like snatching me up and locking me in a basement. So
that's true. That ends badly usually.
Yeah.
It did.
I mean, Dawson couldn't sit for a week afterwards.
It's true. My legs are remarkably strong now.
But that was mostly from Shuki's therapeutic healing techniques.
Oh, God.
So
we're not supposed to discuss those.
I know. So we'll go on to your guys' opinion now.
Oh, God.
You go first. I'm getting the rainbow badge.
How appropriate for this discussion.
Oh, yeah. So wait, I'm going first?
Yeah.
It was a pretty funny episode. Nothing like major happened besides, I mean, the introduction of the lion, like head being all like, "Ah, blah." That happened in 7. I can't remember 7. So
yeah, me neither. I can't remember 6 because we just watched 9. That's why I'm taking this time to try to process everything.
So I don't know. It was a good episode. It was funny. It was enjoyable. There was certainly nothing wrong with it. It's just nothing like super duper awesome happened.
Super duper awesome happened. Yeah, I mean, it was a very entertaining episode, but I mean, it's nothing spectacular, but it was fun. I thought that the backstory was going to be a little bit more, but it was still cool to see Ancient O's fighting and to see a glimpse of Ratorata. Yeah, she looked really cool, and I'm really liking that form now, actually. But so, yeah, it was a very entertaining set of episodes. More metal aptness. We should need to get one of those once we get our shit going. Get that for Figure Arts, too. That'd be awesome. It's a giant blob by Shuki.
Just a big, like, word that says everything. Good times.
Indeed.
Yep.
Oh, what is this TM? Dig. Nope, not right now.
I mean, yeah, I would have enjoyed more of, like, past O stuff, but that'll probably get fleshed out.
Yeah, I was hoping for a lot more backstory. But I understand that they have to see.
I'm sure it'll get fleshed out more later. Probably when we get more, like, Ankh, maybe? I don't know. But it was good, though, seeing the Greeds in their fully armored forms, like, actually doing something besides, like, just sitting there in the intro sequence.
Sitting there?
Like, just sitting on, like, a blanket, like they're out at the beach or something, like. But, yeah. So it was fun, though. I enjoyed it. It was great. Kogami plays the piano. One thing I was upset about, though, is that we did not get a single happy birthday in this episode.
That's a crime.
Like, I was getting used to those, and we didn't get one, so.
C30, there we go. Deposit.
Yes.
And now some silence.
And everything is happy now. Shut up.
Aw, poor Pikachu.
Oh, well.
So.
So what's up next, Shuki?
Ramble time. It's our new segment where we ramble.
That sounds so thrilling. Our new segment where we ramble. Everyone just is like, click.
Yay.
Normally we would be slightly more organized in our ramble, except we couldn't think of anything to ramble about, so we're kind of just disorganized ramble.
Yep.
I honestly can't really think of anything to ramble about.
Can't think of anything either.
We could talk about Pantsu and how cool they are.
I love Pantsu.
I wear Pantsu daily.
Right now I'm wearing Zelda themed pantsu.
I'm wearing track pantsu.
This is getting weird.
Well, I am.
Pantsu's underwear.
I know.
Why would they say that then? Oh my god.
Well, so you're wearing track underwear?
Yes.
Track
strap? So I run in the morning before no one's here. Wait. Before anyone's here. I don't know. I'm tired. My talking's not really good right now.
I found 9 puppies on Kingdom Hearts so far. I need to find 90 more. I'm all excited. I just yell out, I found puppies!
Nerdy, like, exhale. I just got my 4th badge on Pokemon Yellow. Yay.
Yeah, I watched Superman, Batman Apocalypse. That was a good movie. And I watched Batman Under the Red Hood. Right? Which, like, at first you're like, okay, well, they've got Neil Patrick Harris playing Nightwing. So how's that going to go down? Because, I mean, you know, he's one of them toe-tapping Burgermeister guys. And but it actually came out rather manly and not gay at all. And it was pretty good, though. It was enjoyable. And, unless you actually know the story, which I actually happen to not know the entire story. It's really good the way they did it. You don't see a lot of it coming. But it was fun. And Superman, Batman Apocalypse was all Supergirl and Darkseid, and it was pretty cool. And they had, like, all the original voices back. Except they didn't have Michael Ironside's as Darkseid, and I don't understand why. But I don't know. That was just weird. But so it wasn't as much of epic Darkseid as it could have been, but it's always fun having Ed Asner be Granny Goodness. And Summer Glau was Supergirl. That was fun. And what else did they do in that movie? They didn't have... I was upset that they didn't have Kalibak. I like Kalibak because it's Michael Dorn, and Michael Dorn is awesome. He was Worf and Coldstone.
Creamery?
No, the Gargoyle. Coldstone the Gargoyle. My favorite Gargoyle.
Gargoyles was epic.
I know, right? Lexington was so homosexual.
Yeah.
No, that's true. Everyone laughs at that. That's why he wasn't into Angela like Brooklyn and Broadway were. He was like, no, I'm good. I don't need that.
Why is this refreshing?
I watched How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, how was it?
It was pretty good.
People are always like, oh my god, How to Train Your Dragon. Best fucking movie ever. I'm like, okay.
I wouldn't say it was the best fucking movie ever, but it was pretty awesome.
Keith Dustin's had a pretty big hard-on for that movie. He saw it like 3 times, and then he did other stuff, like wander onto the set of Castle. I'd like to know how that worked.
He wandered onto the set of Castle?
I don't know how he got there. Do you?
No.
So when we're going to Morphicon, you and I are wandering onto the set of Chuck.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Keith Justice also has a reverse hard-on for Den-O and all things Den-O.
Oh, reverse hard-on sounds painful.
I know. Exactly.
That worries me a bit.
Well, I understand he hates Den-O that much, it's a reverse hard-on.
Really? He hates Den-O?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's what I've read. Unless I'm mixing something up, but I'm pretty sure it was Den-O. So
beware
of these reverse hard-ons. They could be dangerous, especially if they get out of control and end up in Shuki's ear or something. I don't know.
Well, speaking of Batman, they said there's gonna be no Riddler for Batman 3.
I know, but they're shooting it down here where I live, so that'll be fun.
Oh God, you're gonna be the villain?
Yes. No, Ho's gonna be the villain.
Oh God. So, is the villain going to be?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they'll get Halle Berry to come in and be Catwoman.
Oh, God. Speaking of reverse hard-ons. I don't know. I mean, I don't have as intimate of knowledge of Batman as I do. Like, oh, God. Oh, that was just lovely.
It's Sorry, I had to expel the gas.
I forgot what I was saying.
Well, Batman.
Oh, yeah, like...
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of villains they could use. You could do Killer Croc. You could do... Who are the Batman villains? They could put the Penguin in there.
Well, it's like... Christopher Nolan was saying how, like, he likes to do the realistic shit, and, like, I guess he could do Killer Croc, but I don't know, it'd be more difficult. He could probably do Penguin. Just, like, cast for, like, a midget freak.
Yeah, Penguin...
Danny DeVito again.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I mean, Penguin would be okay as a villain. Clayface, maybe.
Who the fuck is this Clayface?
Clayface
is awesome.
Man.
I remember I had an action figure of Clayface, and, like, you squeezed him and his hand flew off.
An action figure?
Who else do they have? They could do Mr. Freeze, Poison Ivy.
Well, yeah, but Mr. Freeze is kind of hard to do realistically. What's he going to do, shoot ice cubes at you?
He has a freeze gun.
I'm talking because they're doing it more realistically. They're not going for, like, the hippy-dippy, like, Batman and Robin shit, where you have, like, a full-on cryogenic breast suit.
No, they're not going to get Arnold Schwarzenegger in on this.
No, it's nothing to do with it. Like, they're going for the more realistic grittiness. It's not... They don't... They're more realistic. So Mr. Freeze is a harder villain to do. Well, okay. I said it wrong. I remember when I was on some kind of forum, they're talking about how Poison Ivy might be good to do, like, as some type of eco-terrorist, but I don't want to see her be the main villain.
No, I wouldn't think she'd be the main villain. I think it'd be more of a side thing. Like you know, with Scarecrow, like in the first one. But let's see, who else could they do? I'm trying to think.
I want to see them do Robin and him being really hardcore. Like a 12-year-old that's like, where are the drugs? And he's got like a really like deep little kid voice.
Like, I'm hoping they do like a good... I'm hoping they do Robin at some point and they make him good and not like gay.
Like all the Robins before him.
Basically, like Chris O'Donnell. Like that.
Yeah, he had nipples.
And we just don't need a Batgirl at all. Just do not, for the love of God, put Batgirl in there. Like, that's unnecessary.
And make her Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah, that's entirely uncalled for and just rude. I don't know. I mean, they could always just bring back Ra's al Ghul since he's immortal.
Ra's?
Ra's al Ghul, yes.
I'm
waiting an egg beater. I don't know.
Let's see. Let's go to Batman.
What's the Green Goblin? Oh wait.
Let's see. Let's see Batman. Links to related articles. Batman.
We already talked about. I was saying about how they said the Lizard was going to be the villain for Spider-Man. Fuck the reboot.
The Wizard.
No, I'm not talking about wizards.
That's what I heard.
You said lizard.
Oh.
That reminds me of this episode I just saw. We're not supposed to be studying wizards. We're supposed to be studying lizards. You seen that one?
No.
The guy in the wheelchair from Galaxy Quest. It's in the Wizards Exposed. It's the season finale, season 3 finale. You should see it, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, and you'll laugh.
I'll laugh.
You got a British accent out of nowhere.
I'll laugh real hard, because it was so funny.
Well, yeah, but once you see that episode, it'll make sense.
Stop touching me like that.
Wizards, they still want me to
prove it. Can't help it, I'm bored.
Aww.
I'll talk about Batman.
Batman makes me excited.
Man, I hated The Dark Knight. This one better be good. The third one.
I'm sure it will. I mean, it's got Christian Bale. He's going to be all, I'm Batman.
It's just quiet. This is like the quietest we've ever been. When we plan to ramble, we can't do it.
Well, I just don't have any interest in what you guys are rambling about, so I'm just kind of sitting here.
You don't like Batman?
Batman's awesome. Fuck you.
Batman's a cock.
What?
What? Batman's like the greatest hero ever.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would.
He's not a hero at all. He's an old guy with a lot of gadgets.
He's That's not only old in at Batman all. Beyond.
Well, I meant old guy. Never mind.
How else can you meet old guy other than old?
God, you're a bastard.
Everyone knows the greatest hero ever is the White Blaster Beetleborg. Or Charles Carmichael.
Definitely Charles Carmichael.
Charles Carmichael always comes quickly.
One more season and then I'm caught up.
Yes. And then we'll find out whether Chuck's mom's good or bad. Or both.
Someone, what happened to the fucking bear?
I know! Like, after that episode, there's all these twists. Chuck might not have the intersect. What size is mom on? What was your question? What happened to the bear, man? She just dropped it. No one picked it up. It's going to be the season mystery. That's where the new intersect is. It's in the bear.
Okay.
I don't think it's gone. I think it's just temporarily, like, paralyzed because it's got so much information in there now. It's going to have to wear two governors.
Well, regardless, I want to know what's on the computer.
Oh, you mean Ellie's car?
Yeah.
It's probably,
how are they gonna find it?
It's the Old Republic. Well, they're gonna, like, tear up the blue seats, I don't know. And why is it still have batteries in it? And why did no one steal that brand new car?
I know. It was just sitting there with a card attached to it.
Yup.
I don't know. So we'll find out in 2 weeks.
Faggots. Fuck.
I know, right? I want to wait 2 weeks. Speaking of 2 weeks, isn't there, like, not an episode of O's next week? Or something?
Yeah, we'll have one for the podcast next week, but the next week on TV, there's not going
to
be one.
Okay,
so
2 weeks we have to do
two podcasts from now, we are not going to have an O's summary, no. Shugi suggested that we summarize Ghost Sager, but I said no, you.
No, I didn't. Well,
I'm hoping they have episode read out. We can do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, if they That'd don't, we'll do the director's cut thingy. Or we could just summarize random shit, like best wishes.
Best
then
of
Ash
wish.
Turns back Tat, and then he catches Saja. Saja says, this is the most persistent fuck I've ever seen.
That's the feeling I got from looking at Tsutaja. Like, God, I hate this guy. He won't leave me the fuck alone. He just keeps chasing me, and that goddamn bird keeps finding me everywhere I go.
Welcome to Team Rocket's life.
I go to curl up on a rock and go to sleep, and all of a sudden I hear, and there's a bird in the sky. It was a terrible bird noise.
We also like how the bird, they all have the same voice. Like, Mama Pato is like, like, it's the same voice. Like, really? I'd like to see the person in Japan this voice is bird. What do you do for a living? I voice birds.
I voice bud.
Oh, man.
But I guarantee you, like, watch, because they basically rebooted season one. He's traveling with two gym leaders. He's got all three starters, the bird and Pikachu. Watch, one of those faggots is going to evolve, and it's not going to listen to him.
I don't think they'll do that again with Ash.
His mind has been completely rebooted as well.
It's true. You mean the toys look the same? Really?
They removed, like, Ash's intersect and...
Oh, God. He looked at a PSP and he's like, what'd you do to the intersect? I don't have Infernape. I don't got nobody.
He sees Tsutaja. Ooh, Pokeball. Like, you're going to weaken it? You're gonna do something? No. Just going to throw the ball.
No, usually I just befriend them. I wish that worked that way in the game. Let's be friends, Mewtwo. Let's be friends, Ho-Oh.
Okay. Gets in Pokeball.
Let's be friends, Entei, and stop using Roar, you fucking dick. Still haven't gotten you, and I've gotten almost everyone on whatever color I have now on this issue. White.
Like, yeah, like, it's so stupid and obnoxious. Like, really? You think he'd know? And then turns back hat, throws Pokeball.
Well, that's the reason he didn't catch it. He would have caught it even without weakening if he would have just turned back the hat.
Probably.
When Ash turns back his hat, you know, shit's about to go down.
And then there's, like, epic jump at the end of the episode with, like, yay, I have five Pokemon. But, And then it looks like Mama Pato and Tsutachi will be getting around because they're the only two chicks on the team. Everyone else is a dude.
Mijimaro's pretty much gay.
Probably.
He's defying the laws of Pokemon.
I'm pretty sure Pokeboo's going to be, like, jumping that snake.
But I don't think they're going to... I mean, there's a lot of nods to Kanto, but I don't think they're going to totally copy. Like, I'm sure people will evolve a lot more. I don't think... I can't see him having totally unevolved except for, like, one.
I mean, I'm thinking, like, that more will evolve, but I'm thinking that one of those... Like, one of those that evolves is just going to be, like, no you. And the other going to be, like, WTF, mate. Like, what the hell?
Happening again. After they just did it with Dawn.
I mean, you never know. You never know these people. They pull some crazy crap.
It's true. I like to see Fire Pig and Mijimaro evolve all the way. And then just have... Saj evolved into Jinobi because I don't like its third stage at all.
Yeah, but hopefully he'll get Epic Narwhal.
Yeah, he should since he doesn't have a water fully evolved. He's got like Squirtle and Totodile.
Yeah.
Squirtle's off wearing sunglasses.
And Totodile just dances everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. Poor Totodile.
He feels left out because Chikorita and Cyndaquil evolved.
Poor Bailey. Bailey's like in love with Ash and he just doesn't give a fuck. Bye, Bailey. If I'm going to Hoenn for a year. Oh, you're back. Bye, Bailey. If I'm going to Sinnoh for a year. Back. Bye. I forgot you existed and I'm going to Issue. Probably
well,
moving
it's like, no, it's like, bye. I'm going to Hoenn for a while. And he comes back. All right. I'm going to do the Battle Frontier around Kanto. No, you can't come. Okay, Fampi, you can, though. What? All right, bye, Bailey. Again, I'm going to Sinnoh. Aw.
I'm only taking Pikachu. Oh, hey, Pommy followed. That's K.
That's K. I'm happy face.
I'm telling you, Bailey's going to be the next one in rehab for cutting herself.
Or Bailey.
Bailey's
and then, doing a lot of... Yeah, and then it's like a name, issue.
I finally have a trainer that cares about me as my friend. Wait, where's he going? What's he doing on that boat?
No.
Recognize me. And Blaziel's all mad, like, I want to fight. I can't fight anymore. And Torterra just like, whatever. Torterra got forgotten about.
Torterra's Eeyore.
And Gliscor is status unknown, apparently.
Yeah.
Why do we not know whether he went?
Well, no, I just laugh at the way the Bulbapedia says that. Oh. Like, I'm sure he's probably just at Oak's lab. How much more special training does he need? Charizard's been in the Charizardific Valley for, like, 13 years.
Apparently he's only been there a couple months.
Yeah, like, oh, what are you talking about? Between episode 1 and episode 1 of Issue, it's only been 3 months. Really? Felt like 13 years to me. Considering I was a child when this started.
No longer your months.
God. Like, oh, I'm 10 years old. No, you're not. You're like 15. Like, at least that. If technically, you're 23, Ash.
Why are you still journeying with 10-year-olds? That's just creepy.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Playing okay. Mafia Wars, I just gained one castle.
Oh, God. Yeah. You're still playing that shit?
Then you got Dento, the new Brock. Oh. I'm a waiter.
Yeah. Oh, look, I just found, like, 10 tables, a cooking set, and all the shit in my backpack. What? Iris doesn't even carry around anything. She's disgusting.
And I've got a map, but I'm still going to get us lost anyway.
I also like that first... Remember the first episode of Diamond and Pearl? We're like, oh, this is all you need, Dawn? I'm like, what? She's going to get herself dressed for a year out of that bag? Okay, bye. Ugh, same thing with Ash. What'll ever happen to his pink rubber gloves? So Pikachu wouldn't shock him.
Oh. His Dexter's mom gloves?
Oh, yeah. I was like, what are you talking about?
That show's on DVD now.
Is it?
The first season. Yeah, I saw it on Amazon. Like, Dexter's Lab. Dexter's Lab, Courage the Cowardly Dog, and Johnny Bravo.
Cool.
I know Johnny Bravo's. I've seen it at Target.
Yeah, I've seen Courage, too. I haven't seen Dexter yet, though. But, yeah, apparently it's out. Made me happy.
Things out on DVD. Ever.
I know, right?
I got Toy Story today.
Oh, yeah. Good for you. Good for you.
That's an adult movie. It's only for real men.
It is an adult movie.
Yeah. Cut that. Yeah.
What's your problem?
I don't know. But
absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I'm trying to talk here.
Your mother.
Go ahead, talk.
No, you.
Okay. So, no! I'm tired. So I think we should get on to the final thingies.
Okay, that's fine with
me. I have a final thingy. Oh.
We're not doing that skit again.
You have a thing, it's not final, we don't care.
You haven't had a bang in a while. Something about... I don't know. No. It's not the final thingy.
Aww.
So. Basically, we just wanted to say... well, currently...
Congratulations. I don't know. I had a joke there and it died.
Currently,
I was supposed to say you're on primetimes, what would you do? And I said, congratulations.
Currently going to RiotRangersAndRebels.com will take you to where it always takes you. So that's not really a major concern. But there is major, major plans on the horizon for basically us in general.
We're adopting.
Thanks to quite a handful of people. A couple in particular. So basically just bear with us. A lot of cool things coming up within the next month or so. So, yeah, look forward to it.
Yeah, we're going to have some cool announcements coming up soon.
And all we'll say now is, ha, 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 zot.